Box A, substrings. Every so often, we want to extract a smaller string contained within a larger string. We call the smaller string a substring of the larger string. To do this, we use the substr method. This method takes two parameters. The first parameter specifies the character index of where to start the substring, and the second parameter specifies the length, in characters, of the substring. So, in the example string, the substring starting at index 10 with a length of 9 characters is brown fox. Box B, insertion. At times, we may wish to insert a string somewhere into another string. It could be at the beginning, the middle, or the end. We can do this with the insert method. This method takes two parameters. The first parameter specifies the index of where to insert the string. The second parameter specifies the string to insert. See the box for an example. Box C, find. Another string operation that we may need is one that looks for a substring in another string. We can do this with the find method, which returns the index to the first character of the found substring. This method takes a single parameter, the substring to find. If the substring is not found, then the method returns negative 1. Box D, replace. Sometimes we want to replace a substring in a string with a different substring. We can do this with the replace method. Based on the sample code output, it's easy to see how replace works. Specifically, it replaces the substring, identified by the character range 4-11, with slow blue. If we count the characters in str before the replace operation occurred, we find that the range 4-11 identifies the substring quick brown. And based on the output, this is exactly the substring that was replaced with slow blue.